Israelites, run all you want. This one battle you will never win.
Great news. We have just killed three of the king's sons.
Excellent. Which ones?
Abinadab, Malchishua, and Jonathan.
This just gets better and better.
King Saul! King Saul! We've been on many battles together, but I don't have a good feeling about this one.
We've gone through bigger battles than this. Well, maybe not.
King Saul! Your sons are dead!
Dead? Samuel's prophecy is coming true!
That's right, Saul. And now you're going to join them! Feel that, Saul. Feel the pain. The pain of sharpened, nasty steel in your abdomen. You have been at my end of the sword long enough. It is now your turn to feel a long, agonizing death. All of your people have left you to die like a dog. How does it feel to you, King of Israel? Let's get out of here. We need to see what the once great king has that I will be taking.
The pain. The pain. Guard. Guard! Help me. I am critically injured. My sons are dead. And now, those Philistine scum are going to come back and finish me off. I can't let that happen. I won't allow that to happen.
What can I do?
Do me a favor. I want you to kill me.
What?
Finish me off, man. Draw your sword and run me through. Don't let those scumbags come and run me through and abuse me. Let me die with my dignity. Do it, man!
I can't.
If you won't run me through, I'll have to do it myself.
No! King! Stop! Saul! You have fallen on your sword! No! We ride together! We die together!